Well, the Boston Red Sox and the Colorado Rockies meet tonight in Boston for the first game of the World Series. The Red Sox are fresh off a dramatic comeback in the American League Championship Series. The Rockies are riding one of the most improbable hot streaks in the history of baseball, but they won so many games so easily in the playoffs that they've actually had a long layoff while waiting on the Red Sox to catch up. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is in Boston waiting for the series to begin. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So who are these guys who've won 21 out of 22 games for the Rockies?
Yeah, anonymous indeed. Here are a few you'll get to know over the next week. Matt Holliday is as powerful a hitter as any in the major leagues, and he's a definite candidate for most valuable player. Shortstop Troy Tulowitzki is 23 years old, but he plays and acts like a veteran. He could be the rookie of the year. There's Manny Korpis, who's the closing pitcher for Colorado, who's been called a game changer in his ability to mow down batters. And of course, the grand old man, veteran Todd Helton, that's a guy people may have heard of. If it's possible, Steve, to get sentimental about a team that's only 15 years old, Helton is the focal point for that sentimentality. He's been with the team for 11 years. This is his first time in the playoffs.
So what do some of these guys you mentioned do when they have 8 days off waiting for the first World Series game?
Play a lot of video games, probably. And no, but actually out on the field, they do workouts and they do simulated games. But, you know, those only go so far. Nothing like the real deal. And for the Colorado batters, it's nothing like what they're going to face tonight in Boston starting pitcher Josh Beckett. You know, every time he goes to the mound in the postseason, he's building a legend that'll end up in the Hall of Fame. He's been unbeatable. And if he pitches like he has been doing, Beckett could be the difference in this World Series.
Okay, so the Rockies have been playing simulated games. The Red Sox, at least some of them, have experience with the real thing.
That's exactly right, yeah. And they won the series, of course, in 2004, and you know, and I think the Red Sox are going into this World Series 3 years later with a different mindset, certainly for the players and for the Boston fans. You know, 2004 ended the curse of the Bambino, that crazy 86-year curse. They went 86 years without a World Series title. And when they won the World Series, it ended decades of New England angst, basically. It doesn't appear that they have that same kind of chicken little, sky is falling mentality when things start to go wrong. There's more of a winner's feel, and indeed the national press has been describing the Red Sox as the new Yankees, a team with a national fan base, a huge player payroll, and World Series expectations. And this all gives the series a David versus Goliath feel. Even though the teams are pretty evenly matched and they're both playing very complete baseball, Boston is the storied franchise and Colorado the new kids on the block.
What's the weather going to be like?
Well, Boston shouldn't be a problem, Steve. Tonight it's going to be cloudy and cool and maybe a little rain. We're a little worried about Denver. That's the wild card here. It's the time of year when Denver can get hit with a snowstorm or have a beautiful 70-degree day. Now, personally, I will root for the latter, seeing that NPR always gets seated in auxiliary press. That means in the outfield bleachers rather than the nice warm press box behind home plate. So I'm definitely packing my long johns.
Well, I understand they've been struggling to keep the field warm in Denver, so you might have a little bit of trouble as we go along here.
Okay.
Anyway, that's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. He's in Boston, where the weather's okay for now, covering game one of the World Series tonight.